Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. Seriously. A lot going on. There's a lot. There is a lot happening. A lot to keep up on. Hey, I listen to all the crazy stuff. Are you serious? And that's why I do it for you people. I do it for the love of my audience. Actually, I do it because I can't stop. So much craziness going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to MyPillow.com. You still have time to save on the year-end clearance, is what he's calling it. And Mike Lindell, he's one of us. He's willing to help us out. I can make money, you can save a boatload of money, and everybody ends up being happy. No, seriously. Isn't that the way we want it? I want you to head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe on anything, and you'll save a few bucks. You will save a few bucks, okay? I'll make a few bucks. Mike makes a few bucks. If you use promo code Joe on the way out, you'll save 30 to 70%. I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. If you got more money than you know what to do with, hey, send some this way. I'm more than happy to jump in and get involved. Seriously. Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure. Love when you guys join us. I have a lot of fun with you. I don't know if you have a lot of fun with me. Joey B's on vacation. Don't you wish? There's a couple of things that look bad about that, right? 60% of the country is in bad weather, under snow, having all kinds of issues. Most Americans can't even think about going on vacation. Remember, you know, you've heard this before. Remember when they tore up Ted Cruz over this, right? When Texas was under that weather situation and they're like, how dare he? How can he go on vacation when everybody else is freezing? Hello? I guess Joe's a different breed. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. We got a bunch of, in California, state of California, if you really want to see how the whole country would run, if it was governed for people from California, which right now it mostly is. There's a couple of very, very, very controversial California laws taking effect on January 1st. Now, some people are upset about the minimum wage and all that. They're going to do that. There's no way to stop them. Minimum wage really doesn't help anybody. Whatever. But there's a new jaywalking law. I'm going to hit this one with Sonia, too. Under the new Freedom to Walk listen carefully, Freedom to Walk Act. Pedestrians will no longer be fined for crossing the street outside the designated intersections or crosswalks. Well, unless they cause a hazard on the street. Supporters say the law will reduce, ready for this one, reduce inequitable policing towards certain racial groups. Some also suggest it will encourage more people to walk instead of drive. You can't take enough hits off the crack pipe for that to make sense. You can't do it. It's also against the law to give out COVID misinformation. Matter of fact, doctors can lose their licenses over this. Doctors could face disciplinary action for spreading misinformation or disinformation about COVID-19, including information about vaccine effectiveness, other treatments. So you can't practice medicine. You have to practice dictatorship. Whatever the state tells you to say or do is what you have to do. Isn't that amazing? Under current law, the board is required to act against any licensed doctor who's charged with unprofessional conduct. This would be considered unprofessional conduct. Unreal. Oh, let's not forget the Criminal Records Act. Yep. So apparently now you can't use criminal records to give somebody a job, rent somebody an apartment. Can't do criminal background checks. So if I'm looking for you to be a teller of a bank, you're applying for that job, you've already been convicted of embezzlement, I have no right to know that, apparently. Their mindset is that the crook, the previous felon, the person who was priorly incarcerated, you know, because you can't use felons anymore, all of that, they'll tell you. Don't worry about it. That upstanding, upright citizen who just, I don't know, finished 18 years for embezzlement. Yeah, no problem. Oh, God. New California law just decriminalizes loitering. Oh, this one ought to send her through the roof. The intent is that we already perceive if somebody's loitering, it's prostitution. So they passed the law called the Safer Streets for All Act. The law was introduced last year by one of the worst offenders in the LGBTQ community, Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat out of San Francisco. Wiener said it eliminates an anti-loitering offense that leads to harmful treatment of people for simply appearing to be sex workers. Unreal. Joe Messina, your host. We'll bring Sonya Schmidt in on the conversation. I'm sure she's got something to say about it. Be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want you to make sure that you got the information you need to make a difference. So listen, pay attention, and simply do the right thing. It's really that easy. Some of you guys you make it way too complicated. Seriously, let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me as well. I think we have a lot of fun together. But you know, whatever. How you doing?
One guy's opinion. I have a great time, too, even in spite of our audio problems. Do I sound okay? You can hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, because I'm not using my microphone. This is just a prop. This is just made me look like a professional.
It looks like. We'll work on it during the break and see if we can get it working.
Right.
No guarantees.
All right.
Yeah. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
No, listen, I didn't ask anybody this week, but I've been watching it all week long. You know, these guys on TV are going, hey, you know, so what's your New Year's resolution? I don't make any.
And that's why you don't grow, Joe.
Well, I don't know if you saw me. You know I've grown quite a bit, actually.
I mean, emotionally. No, I've heard you shouldn't do those because nobody keeps them, and then you feel worse. You start the year off feeling, you know, a month later, feeling like you've disappointed yourself and everybody around you. So I don't make them, but what I did do is I decided some positive things that I want to do more of. Instead of going, I want to lose, you know, 30 pounds, or I want to, you know, that kind of puts you in the negative category. But what I want to do more of is, and I was thinking about this before our session, is I want to pray more for the country. I want to pray more for people I can't stand. I want to drink more water. You know, I mean, those things like that that are positive and that are I can do.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to call them resolutions, or if you want to just call them things that I can do better,
I think you get a little fluffy in your old age.
Fluffy.
I think we used to call it soft, but, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm pretty fluffy. I'm a chick. What am I going to do?
All right, so I need to get you...
Wait, there is one other thing.
All right, what?
I don't want to listen to as much politics as I have been because...
Oh, that's nasty. That's
well,
right.
I know, but...
We need your input. We need the input of people like you.
Yeah, but I'm willing to give an uneducated opinion. It makes me sick. It makes my heart anxious. I do believe it brings my blood pressure up. And I am concerned that I've never seen this country in this bad a state ever. And that's why I said I'm going to pray more for the country. Watching the news isn't helping the country, and it isn't helping me, my health. So what I'm going to do is speak when I'm led and do what I'm led to do, but also just pray more, because that's something that I haven't done as much of. I've been doing more yapping than I have praying.
Well, you know, I get up. That's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. It's kind of like, you know, and I don't have that, you know, some people have all these prayers that they say and they... Whatever, I just get up, all right, Dad, what are we doing today? Where are we going? What door do you want me to walk through? You know, what are we up to? Who can I touch? That kind of legally touch. And then, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And that's, you know, I've kind of been, like, shut in and angry and not moving out of my personal space. And I'm like, I'm not being a vessel. I'm not being helpful to God if I am stuck in my
house. You're not letting your light shine, what you're not doing.
Oh, my light is so dim, I can't even see my way from one room to the next. So that I really want to work on. And bringing people in to help me do that, because I do need help doing that.
So let's get into some of this crazy stuff. The New Yorker had an article in it this week. It was the case for wearing masks forever.
Of course.
The People's CDC strongly support mask mandates. They've called on federal, state, and local governments to put them back in place. They're arguing that the vaccine-only strategy promoted by the CDC is insufficient. The group has noted that the resistance to masks is most common, you ready for this, is most common among white people. Lucky Tran, who organizes the Condition Media team, recently tweeted a YouGov survey supporting this. He said he wrote that a lot of the anti-mask sentiment is deeply embedded in, wait for it, white supremacy.
That's right. So here's the thing. First of all, can we just backtrack for a second? What's his name? Lucky Tran.
Yeah. I thought it was a streetwalker first. I didn't know, but go ahead.
Yeah. It sounds like a stripper name. But, listen, if...
Well, maybe he's a drag queen. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I think that's his... I think that's a stripper name. Or her. Don't want to be judgmental. If that's the case, that it's the white nationalists who are not wearing the masks and they believe that they're at risk, then why not let them go without and then they'll die off and then those people will be happy?
Isn't it interesting if you think back, who were the mask wearers of old? White masks? Give me a hint.
Oh, hello. And those are the people. Yeah, well, and they're the people who are still. You know, I've spent the past week watching and listening to Dr. Fauci documentaries and books. And,
really?
Whoa, Nelly. If this guy don't go under Hitler, Mengele,
I totally agree with you. You many people are going to think you're nuts, but I'm going to tell them, you know, I'm on the same page as you.
They haven't looked into it if they think I'm nuts. And they don't want to believe. Here's the thing that I've learned about my leftist relatives, because those are really the only people that I have left in my life who are leftists, is my relatives, because, you know, you can't get rid of your relatives. But
I don't know about that.
As much as you try, they don't want to hear. They don't want to know. They don't want to be informed. So if they don't know, I get it, because they're not seekers of truth at all. But you don't have to go that deep to find out stuff about Fauci.
Well, we're going to go for a quick break. And one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back, apparently if you want to work out at the gym, you're fat-shaming your friends. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspect detained now in connection with the murders of four University of Idaho students. He's identified as 28-year-old Brian Koberger. The arrest comes after an investigation that dragged on for weeks without many updates from police.
Providing any details in this criminal investigation might have tainted the upcoming criminal prosecution or alerted the suspect of our progress.
Moscow, Idaho, Police Chief James Fry, a motive for the killing still not established. Koberger still undergoing extradition back to Idaho. He was arrested in an early morning SWAT operation in northeastern Pennsylvania on Friday. With COVID cases beginning to spike again heading into the winter months, the Northeast is reportedly experiencing surges in a new variant of called XBB. Dr. Vin Gupta says it's nothing to shrug at.
It's more contagious than, frankly, any other version of the variant that has ever existed.
In New England alone, the rate of COVID XBB spread has more than quintupled just through December. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
She does every week. So we get some of her sage advice, how to deal with these issues. You look perplexed.
Because I just discovered something.
Oh, really?
I always look like
you
that.
Know, you know something. Where the end of the rainbow is and how much gold is there. Is that what you're saying?
I just discovered something that there's another step that I think we have to do to connect this new box.
Ah.
So,
well.
Yep.
We'll do that during the next break. Or you could do it. What do you mean for?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Ooh, ouch. All right.
It's a new year. I'm going to have to be nicer to you.
Yeah, I know. You better be nice to me or something. I'm going to be some like bad juju coming your way or something. All right. So listen up. I just found this out. I did not know this. But apparently, if you want to work out and make yourself look better and feel better, you're fat shaming others. And we never want to fat shame others. So brought to you by the libs of TikTok, take a listen. I think you'll enjoy.
What makes somebody fatphobic at the gym? Let's talk about it.
Are you going to the gym so you can get a flat stomach? Or are you going to the gym so you can build a stable core and have better posture?
Are you motivated to go to the gym so that you can lose weight? Or are you focused on increasing muscle and bone density? Do you only consider a workout good when you feel sore or tired the next day? Or do you look to feel energized and awake after working out? Are you prioritizing leg day because you want your butt to look super delicious? Or is it because you know strong glutes help protect your knees and your back? Wanting to work out does not make anyone fatphobic, but the motivations why you might go to the gym do. What makes...
So apparently, if you want to better yourself, it's because you're fat phobic. That's what I get out of that. Sorry.
I don't necessarily get that out of that. I get that there are better motivations that will probably keep you going longer than if it's superficial. Like, I want the delicious butt. But...
Okay,
but
right.
I would probably go to the gym longer if I was concerned about my bone density and, you know, especially at my age. But there are certain ages
But wait a minute. What's wrong with you as a woman or even a man that feels like they're overweight and they don't find overweight attractive? Let's not talk about health for the moment. And they decide that they want to go to the gym because, you know, they want to have a, what did she say, a delicious butt or something like that. All right? Why is that bad?
Well, I think that it's not bad. I think that you may be healthier in the long run if you think about it in terms of health rather than cosmetics. I'm a big, I'm the girl that goes to cosmetics first. So I'm telling you from a place that I know from what I speak. Your why when you're losing weight is not fat shaming others, and it's not fat shaming yourself.
That's right.
And I think that if you stop going, God, I look, you look in the mirror and go, I look like a big fat pig, and you go, you know what? This isn't good for my heart. This is, I think that that's a more positive place to come from. So
all right, so pause there for a second, because there's a movement afoot, you know, the big girls movement.
The Lizzo that, you know, movement.
Yeah, you know, they don't see anything wrong with it. You shouldn't give them a hard time. You should never say to them, you know, I wish you'd lose some weight because, you know, I love you. You're my daughter, my wife, whatever. You're not supposed to do things like that because you're fat-shaming them at that point. And being fat doesn't necessarily mean you're unhealthy, according
That's
to
them. That's true. Well, yeah, and I've had this argument with trainers before. But I don't think it's any of your business to go, I love you, but you need to lose some weight. They know the very first person they know... that they're fat, they know. Every morning when they look in the mirror, they know they're fat. So you don't have to remind them that they're fat. I think that that's something that you can stay out of.
So do you say, honey, you don't need that third cinnamon roll here at dinner and because I love you and I want you to be around for a while?
Listen, if you are, if you are, like, dead set on being that fat, I don't go to dinner with you. I can't watch that, so I don't go to dinner with them. There's other things. They can be my friends, but I'm not going to go to dinner and watch them eat that third, you know, and because I don't want to be
because you love them and care about them, not because you want to make them feel bad about themselves.
They know they're fat.
I agree.
So why do I got to tell them they're fat?
Well, what do you tell them?
It's not my job.
Sometimes a word from a friend, a word from somebody you love.
No. I've been very fat, and I'm overweight right now, and it doesn't help me for somebody to say, you know what, you could lose a few. If I could do, you know, if I could do that easily, I would have done it by now. But you know what would be better is to go, how do you feel about your weight? And if I go, you know what, I really would love to lose some of this weight, they say, how about we walk every 3 days a week? I'll walk with you. I'll make sure you can be my accountability partner. You know? That to me is
I'm not into all that foo-foo stuff like some are.
See, there
like,
you go.
When I quit smoking, I need things very black and white, right? And when I quit smoking 117 years ago, one of my employees looked at me and said, hey, aren't you one of those Christian guys? Yeah, okay, yes, I am.
Yeah, and you're smoking.
And he said, isn't your body supposed to be like the temple of God or something? I said, yeah. And he goes, then why are you smoking?
Yeah, but see, that's great to bring up a contradiction like that and let it go. But and I don't know what your relationship with is. And like you said,
I fired him later on in the day. But
Exactly. You need black and white. Not everybody. We had this conversation so many times. Not everybody needs black and white. To me, I went to a new church about 2-3 weeks ago, and they sort of said that message too. It was like, as a Christian, what image are you giving off? And at the time, I was smoking. I don't smoke a lot. I have really bad lung capacity, but I was smoking. And that was kind of the only outing that I would get during the day is I would drive, because you can't smoke in my facility. So I'd drive out to the parking lot over, you know, across the street, and I'd smoke a couple cigarettes, and I'd come back home. But nevertheless, that message, it struck me, and I quit. So.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quit that day, too. I mean.
Yeah, it's different when you're like, okay, or who are you serving, God or yourself, or what, or Marvel. Yeah.
What am I doing with this gift that God gave me?
I think what am I doing with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
But some people still struggle with it, and some people might need help. Some people might need, you know what, before you take that puff, call me. You know, there's different things for different people.
Yeah, but you got to do it. You got to do it because you want to do it, though. You really have to do it because ultimately, it's the goal you want. You can't do it to please others. So you're not going to succeed.
And you're not going to do it because somebody, and I hate that term, shames you. You already know you're fat. You know, you know.
Maybe they don't notice if I hide behind these.
Yeah. Yeah. You take your fattest friend and go, let's go to the beach.
No.
Let's go for a jog.
No. Let's not say we did. How's that?
Do that enough times and they'll either drop you as a friend and you're never in that position again.
They won't, yeah, right. They won't answer your call anymore. All right.
Right. And you're never in that position, so.
God. All right. When we come back. Apparently now, you know that they have the gender reveals where, I don't know, they have like pink smoke in one balloon and blue smoke in the other, so you know
what
the kids... You know what a gender reveal is, don't you?
I know what it is when you're pregnant and you're having a baby.
A baby shower, a baby, right? So,
but they
apparently...
They do the sex reveal at the party. I
is
did
that
with
what
my
it is?
Daughter.
Okay, you know what? I mean, you're getting into too much weeds here for me. I mean, I'm a man. It's just like is it a boy or a girl? What the heck is going on?
That's
here,
what
right?
I'm talking about. Slow down. That's what I'm talking about. You have when you're pregnant, the doctor tells you, and you make a cake, and when you cut into the cake, it's either blue or it's pink.
Oh, yeah, well, some
but
people.
That's for a baby.
Yes.
So what are you talking about?
I didn't
about?
Say they were doing it for adults because that would be odd, now, wouldn't it?
Okay. All right. Like the world isn't odd right
well
now.
This mom is very sad that she did gender reveals for two of her kids, and if she has any more children she's not going to do it again because she doesn't have a right to dictate what their gender
to
is
dictate all it is a reveal.
We got to be back in a few minutes. You hold that thought. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya Schmidt right after the break.
Nothing. It's a reveal party. It's not a you choose. What's wrong with these people?
No, she said that if you are revealing the gender before the baby knows what they are. Yeah.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I said 855 real Joe, 855. I can't hear anything. There you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 real Joe, 855-732-5562. Let me bring around. Tony Schmidt joins me as he does every week. Well, she tries to straighten me out. It doesn't seem to work. You're the way you're doing it is not working. I just want you to know that.
So what should I do?
I have no idea what you're asking me for.
Maybe it's you.
Oh, God.
But I don't agree. You know, there's some times when I just don't agree. Like, I don't know that what you played me was necessarily fat shaming, but I do know that there's a reluctance on the left to say anything about people who are extremely obese because they believe that's fat shaming. But
do you believe it's fat shaming? If you're sitting there with a friend of yours that you say you love, and you're talking with them, and they say, I have no problem with my weight and my size. I don't believe it's bad for you. What?
If they don't have any problem with it, why should I have a problem with it?
All right, let me try this again. You're sitting with somebody you love and you care for, right?
Yes.
And they're a little disillusioned or lying to themselves. And they're saying that they don't believe that being large or being fat or eating the way they're eating really affects their health. That they're very happy with their size and their inability to breathe with a chicken leg in their mouth, you know?
Choking on a chicken bone.
Okay. I mean, I have friends like that who think that way. I'm sorry. I think if you love these people, you look at them and go, really? Are you, you know, I'm not in a crowd of people, but if you look at them and say, look, you really believe that? You really believe that you're healthy for being 400 pounds on that little frame of yours?
I think you can ask important questions, Joe. But I don't think... It's just like talking to somebody about Christ.
Yeah?
You can ask those questions. You can do what it is your talent is for talking to people about Christ. But to shame them, and that's what these people call it, and I don't like that term.
I don't call it shame.
Sometimes you're just planting a seed. I had a girlfriend. It's funny, I was just talking to my daughter about her. She's a showrunner in Hollywood.
All right, she's a what? Those of us who aren't connected, you may want to explain.
Okay, she was an executive producer in Hollywood. Big, fat. Okay?
Yeah.
Drank and drugged like crazy. I'm like, girlfriend, I can't hang with you. You're just, like, doing too much. But she would go to hot yoga. She would go to the gym. She would go. This girl could outdo me in any term, okay? And she was big, fat, fatty, fat, 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 fat. So I don't know that she wasn't healthy or unhealthy. I don't know what it was. She knew that she had to lose this weight. She wanted to lose the weight, and I think in the end, she got some sort of surgery to lose that weight. And do you know, within a few years, she croaked in the bathtub? So, I think she was... So, to be honest,
But we hear all the time about people working out or vegans. You know, vegans drop dead on a regular basis, too. I always get a kick out of that. You know, these runners who drop dead pretty quick. So, you know, you need to find out maybe there was some kind of medical issue that they had to begin with.
That's right. And that's what I'm saying. You cannot just make these blanket statements. It's none of... Listen, if somebody thinks that this is the way they want to live their life, I will go to their funerals if that's what it is. If that's what it is. But I'm just telling you, this girl ran circles around me, and I was pretty doggone fit at the time. I was at least 30, 40 pounds less than she was.
Well,
I used to
smoke. You ready for this one? I used to smoke and play tennis. Okay.
It's the dancers. I was a dancer. Dancers are the minute we leave the room, we're lighting up. So, I maybe that's the libertarian in me rather than the conservative. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about walking up. Drew Carey used to do a funny bit about cheeseburgers. You remember that one?
But I do know I like him fatter, and I like Oprah fatter.
Well, no, yes, true, okay. But he's talking about, you know, somebody walking up and saying, sir, do you know what that cheeseburger is going to do to you? You know, and he would do this whole funny bit around the fact that, oh, my God, I didn't know it was going to kill me. I didn't know that. He said that he just started eating it and look at them anyway. But, you know, so I get it. But I'm not talking about walking up to a stranger. I'm talking about somebody you know and care about.
But you've said it
who
once,
has
Joe.
Disillusioned themselves. I mean, look, you brought up Jesus. If you have a friend who said to you, now, I haven't got it for this Jesus guy. I think that Buddha is the way to go, and I think you guys are a little off. Would you walk away from that conversation?
No, I wouldn't walk away with it. But this is what I would do, Joe. I would build a friendship with that person so they could see Christ through me.
It is a friend. It's a friend you already have. It's somebody you already know.
I would not walk away from him. But I would also always really try to present myself in a light that attracts him to Jesus. But if my only thing that I'm doing is wagging my fingers, I don't think that that's going to be attractive to him, because after you convert them, then now what do they do? So it gives me an opportunity to act in God's love with this person at all times. I wouldn't drop them at all as a friend, but I certainly wouldn't keep harping on it. What I would do is try to build my loving relationship with that person.
Oh,
and
I
then Christians do the same thing. And I'm like, don't Bible thumb people. Don't just love them first. Love them. Create a relationship. Then you show them that you're a loving person. This is what God is. This is an example of God's love. And then you're in.
Well,
okay?
Yes. Well, we'll agree that we're going to do that a little differently, because I'm not sitting at a table beating somebody up, but I'm also not letting somebody get away with, if you would.
I didn't say that either. You can give your opinion.
Oh yeah.
You can give your opinion.
You know how I give my opinion, but yeah.
Well, yeah, and people like me think it's funny and great, and I don't have a problem with that. But every time you're with them, if you do that, I don't think it's
attractive. I don't suggest you do it. You know the thing I do, God's drill sergeant. I mean, God's word is black and white. There's no gray area in the middle of it. So there are people, like, I'm going to speak to a group in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be exactly about the place of a man in God's word and God's life and God's world. And there is no gray area. It's very black and white.
There's no gray area in that.
The last time I did this, I thinned out the herd. You know, a third of the people
exactly.
in that particular group left.
That's okay. But some of the ones who leave, some of it's going to lock in, and you're the seed planter. But I will tell you that the left, this is my conspiracy theory on the left.
Uh-oh.
I think the left is so demonic that they promote unhealthy lifestyles because they're the party of death. And I'll go a step farther. I think that they're a party of racism. So when they prop up a character, a celebrity like Lizzo, who is clearly far beyond obese, you're saying to me, they're saying black women, it's okay for black women to be unhealthy and this obese. Name one white star celebrity that is as big as Lizzo that they prop up. One that's who's alive. I ain't talking about...
You're not talking about Mama Cass, right?
I'm not talking about... That's the name I was trying to call. I'm not talking about Mama Cass.
Name one white
celebrity.
You can't... I mean, there are a couple of biggies, like, you know, I don't know, Roseanne was large, but...
Roseanne ain't that big. I'm talking Lizzo big.
Oh, okay, well. Yeah.
So we ain't... You know what?
See, you're going to get me in trouble.
Because we
start talking about... Fat white women. Thank you. I mean, that's really going to bode well for me.
Well, you're talking about fat people. Listen, they're saying, but they're the ones who propped up Lizzo. And they're saying, you know, God bless God, poor little Kanye. He was the one who came out and said, no, this isn't okay to build her up, and especially in the light of black women. We already have hypertension problems, we have high blood pressure, we have overweight problems, and you're going to say that she's our hero?
No. All right, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, we'll be back in a little bit.
You always say that.
Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, grab a fresh sandwich. I don't want to make sure it's a fat-free sandwich. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on the Joe Messina Show.
You always say that.